and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
Still keeping your New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smoking Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens, made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard, are delicious and genuine southern. Full of vitamins and minerals, or try salad with our slow-smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smoking Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown, where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smoking Pig Barbecue. We cater.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
And it's Hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand, together at the Aliante. That's right. Two musical icons, Frank Sinatra and Barbra Streisand, come to the Aliante Hotel and Casino for two nights only, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, two of the top tribute artists in the world. They're coming together with award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together. They really honestly are. Advance tickets on sale right now through Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. Stay where you are. Coming up top of the hour, Randy Thompson will join us. We'll get the view of the Super Tuesday from Northern Nevada. What lies ahead for the state of Nevada? Can we turn this thing red again? We're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up with Randy Thompson at the top of the hour. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Strip skyline is poised to undergo a facelift on the south end of the boulevard. Artist renderings of a proposed $1.5 billion ballpark have been released. The design of overlapping pennant-shaped ribbons will allow plenty of natural light to fill the stadium beneath its fixed roof. The Golden Knights are making deals ahead of the NHL trade deadline as they prepare for a playoff push. The team picked up defenseman Noah Hanifin from Calgary for a couple of draft picks, also had to part ways with Danil Miramanov. The Knights also signed right wing Anthony Mantha from the Washington Capitals earlier this week. VGK has been falling in the Western Conference standings as they return from a five-game road trip. Tough challenge tonight as they take on the conference-leading Vancouver Canucks.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And, of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We have a couple of problems being reported on our Valley Freeway, starting in the North Las Vegas area as you head into North Las Vegas. 15 northbound before Cheyenne. Watch for an accident there as well as one in the Northwest Valley on US 95 southbound approaching Lake Mead Boulevard. Going to find that between Cheyenne and Lake Mead Boulevard there on 95 southbound. All clear, though, on 215 and Summerlin Parkway. Should be a little bit cooler today and overcast in the valley. Do have a chance of thunderstorms later on this afternoon. And temperatures topping out in the mid-60s. It's 52 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks further down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you
one of the things that I learned yesterday is that Nikki Haley is a pretty classy woman. She really honestly is a good candidate. Not a great candidate, but a good candidate. Let's go to cut two real quick, because this is Nikki Haley pulling out of the presidential race. This is pretty good stuff. I thought she left in a very classy kind of way. Here it is.
Just over a year ago, I launched my campaign for president. When I began, I said the campaign was grounded in my love for our country. Just last week, my mother, a first-generation immigrant, got to vote for her daughter for president. Only in America. I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign. I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in. Our national debt will eventually crush our economy. A smaller federal government is not only necessary for our freedom, it is necessary for our survival. The road to socialism is the road to ruin for America. Our Congress is dysfunctional and only getting worse. It is filled with followers, not leaders. Term limits for Washington politicians are needed now more than ever. Our world is on fire because of America's retreat. Standing by our allies in Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan is a moral imperative. But it's also more than that. If we retreat further, there will be more war, not less. As important, while we stand strong for the cause of freedom, we must bind together as Americans. We must turn away from the darkness of hatred and division. I will continue to promote all those values, as is the right of every American. I sought the honor of being your president. But in our great country, being a private citizen is privilege enough in itself. And that's a privilege I very much look forward to enjoying. In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us. I have always been a conservative Republican and always supported the Republican nominee. But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice when she said, quote, "Never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind." It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that. At its best, politics is about bringing people into your cause, not turning them away. And our conservative cause badly needs more people.
That's Nikki Haley. I thought she did a good job in that. I don't think she was a great candidate. She was a good candidate, not a great candidate. She's not capable of leading a movement, so to speak. I got to tell you, I thought she got out in a very classy way. I wish she'd done it before Super Tuesday. I mean, millions of dollars were spent on her behalf over the course of the last 10 days. And that could have been used for Senate races, House races, all kinds of different things. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, now that we know it is Biden v. Trump in this 2024 election, what are the biggest issues that are going to play into the decision made by the American people?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later, because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Thanks for taking us along on your ride to work or your ride to school, whatever it might be. Tonight, of course, is the State of the Union by the President of the United States. Chip Roy was with Neil Cavuto yesterday, and I thought he had a fascinating take looking ahead to the State of the Union address. This was Chip Roy, the Texas congressman, a Republican, with Neil Cavuto. Here it is.
The president is going to sort of blame you guys tomorrow night. That seems fair to say that you had this bipartisan quasi-deal, and it fell apart, and it's all your fault. That's essentially how that's going to come out. What do you say?
Well, Neil, I think you've got a pretty good handle on it. I just came out of the House Judiciary Committee, where we saw a preview from our Democratic colleagues of what they're going to try to do, I think, tomorrow. What you will not hear from the President of the United States tomorrow in the House chamber, where I'm just standing right outside of right now, you will not hear him talking about Lake and Riley. You will not hear him talk about their lives. You'll not hear him talking about the two-year-old who was killed in Montgomery County right outside of D.C., or the young lady who was raped in Louisiana by someone who was here illegally. All of these individuals released into the United States under this president's broken policies. He's not going to want to talk about that human face. He's going to want to try to hide behind legislation that, as you know, was being worked on in the Senate. Yes, bipartisan, but with very few actual supporters who knew border security policy. Once you looked under the hood and you understand border security policy and you realize that it's attached to an $80 billion Ukraine bill, and you realize that when you see the language, it's going to codify the mass releases, right, the alternatives to detention, which is littered throughout the bill, that the catch and release, they all had exceptions, all of the asylum fixes had exceptions, you realize that the bill was actually going to make things worse. And Neil, you'll appreciate this, right? My colleagues will say, you guys are just doing the bidding of Donald Trump. Well, you know me pretty well. I mean, I don't really go around doing the bidding of Donald Trump. I'm happy to say when he's doing the right thing. I'm happy to say when he's doing the wrong thing. Same thing with my Republican colleagues and Democrat. I opposed the bill because it was bad. I think President Trump opposed the bill because it was bad, not because he wanted political points to be able to run on this through the fall. It was just a bill that wasn't going to get the job done. So you'll see that tomorrow. Our job is to make clear we passed H.R. 2. It would do the job. We need to keep moving forward to try to get actual legislation to force the president to act.
You know, Congressman, you mentioned the president, and you're quite right. You were supporting Ron DeSantis for president, and that got, you know, Donald Trump upset. So you call it as you see them. So I respect that. But I did want to get your take on Donald Trump and Joe Biden, whether they ever debate. This could be the first time since 1972 that we don't have presidential debates. Now, back then, it worked out fine for incumbent Richard Nixon. He had avoided it, the same thing when he first ran for president in 68 after his loss to John F. Kennedy. But it was maybe because of his experience in those debates with John Kennedy that he swore never to debate again. It worked fine for him. So maybe the Biden folks are figuring no debate will work fine for him. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I certainly, if I were somebody that was advising President Biden, I wouldn't want him out in full public view either. I certainly wouldn't want him to have to go head to head on the stage. Now, I was critical of former President Trump for not agreeing to debate Governor DeSantis or Governor Haley, for that matter. I think we should have had them on the stage. I think the American people deserve that. They certainly deserve it when you're down to the nominees for the two respective parties. So, of course, I think they should debate. He's the sitting president of the United States running against the former president of the United States, almost assuredly, unless something strange happens. And so they should debate in front of full view for the American people to see. I think you'll see President Trump energized as he was in 2016. I've had my differences of opinion, but this is a guy who knows what we need to do about securing the border. He knows what we need to do to get the economy going again. President Biden, on the other hand, I'm not even sure if he knows where he is. And I don't say that flippantly, Neil. It actually hurts. He is our president, even if I disagree with him violently. But he clearly is not all there. And most of the people around him, radical progressive Democrats, are propping him up. So I'd like to see them on the stage head to head, dueling it out on issues that the American people care about.
Chip Roy, the Texas congressman with Neil Cavuto yesterday. I've had a lot of people ask me via social media and otherwise, what is Trump doing now to pay off the $450 million judgment in New York State? Alina Haba is the attorney for Donald Trump. She was on Fox yesterday, and here is the latest on that $400 million judgment against Donald J. Trump. This is cut one, go.
Any update on the hundreds of millions of dollars that the former president is due to pay in the New York case? There was a request to make it a smaller amount. Where does that stand now?
We're waiting on an appeal. Obviously, the judge was receptive to some of our arguments. We appeared before the appellate division just last week. Mm-hmm. He obviously amended the order in terms of allowing the Trump children and Trump family to continue to operate their business and to get loans, which was a big step in the right direction. As I've always said, Martha, this is going to be a long game. Mm-hmm. We knew we were not going to be successful. We lost before the trial started, mm-hmm. and we're just going to have to push and push and push and hopefully have our facts and her case heard just like it was last week and chip away at this.
And what's your understanding of when the rest of the money is due, Alina?
It's due shortly, but we have pending appeals. We have pending motions that we have to have decisions on. So we're going to be patient and wait.
So Alina Haba on Fox yesterday, the very latest on that $400 million judgment against Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up at the top of the hour, Randy Thompson, the CEO of Northern Nevada Network. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
670 KMZQ presents At the Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4267. NMLS number 64367.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're a part of the Biden campaign, this has got to scare you to death. 97% of the 2020 voters say that they are sticking with Trump, while only 85% who voted for Biden in 2020 say they'll vote for him again. That has got to be scary as all get out for the folks. And by the way, that's part of a New York Times Siena College poll that was released over the weekend, but new elements of the poll are coming out. That's got to be scary. 97%. That's just about everybody that voted for Trump in 2020 are going to vote for him again in 2024. You throw in the independents. You throw in other folks, maybe some Democrats. This could end up being a landslide before we're done. I mean, we really honestly could have that. Coming up, Randy Thompson will join us, the CEO of Northern Nevada Network. And we'll talk about what lies ahead for the state of Nevada. What is going to happen? Is Nevada going to turn red again? We can only pray that that's the way it comes down. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Raise your kids. In
fact is cold.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated.